Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I want to say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And of course, we want to get some announcements out before we get into our lesson. I want to say thank you to each and every one that's on the line this morning. Some announcements. Want to make one. Spring Forth Ministries, located on 709 West 95th Street, we are having a workshop, and the workshop is entitled My Sense of Self, Psychological, Biological, and Spiritual Understanding of My Gifts, Talents in Me, and Operating in the Church. So if you have free time today, come on out and be with us today at 4 p.m. Also, Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we will be starting classes in March, on March the 22nd. And certainly those classes are held on 103rd and Wood Street, and they're just for 6 weeks. And we've definitely got an exciting topic that we're going to be analyzing and looking at. And I almost forget, Amazing Grace Ministries mental health awareness classes will be this coming Friday from 10 to 12 at 8600 South Bishop, and we will be discussing substance abuse and chemical dependency. So let's get right into the lesson, shall we? We have an exciting lesson, and I thank you for bearing with us. We wouldn't on air last week. We went to a prayer breakfast, which was powerful and anointing. Well, the Spirit of God was just moving. Certainly, that was a blessing to behold. You know, we are trying to cultivate a relationship with Christ, and that is important in this last and evil days, because we need to understand that we need a relationship, and the only way and the only means by which we are going to increase or get closer to the Lord is, one, monitoring what we say and saying those things that will help us move forward and get closer to Him. Of course, leading into the topic of today is use your tongue to speak life. Now, we started this series out, and I'm going to do a little review because we were not here last week. We started this series out with Loose Lips, Sink Ships, and that was in reference to what your tongue can say to hurt people. Then we talked about Love Controls My Tongue in reference to the love for God and being in His image and created in His image and His likeness and wanting to please Him and the fact that we need to walk out of love. So today we are working on using your tongue to speak life. Now, this is a saying that was spoken by Kenneth Hagin, and it says, if you're going to win in life and achieve all that God has for you, you're going to have to watch your mouth, making sure that your words you speak line up with the Word of God. And the reference, the scripture reference for that, and I'm going to read it in three different versions, because I think a good understanding of God's Word will allow you to have a better application of how it applies to your life and your daily walk. The King James Version, and the King James throughout history, I think the King James Version was the one that most black churches was reading and getting into, and it reads like this, Proverbs 18 and 21, chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now here is the New Living Translation. It says, the tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. And this is the NIV. The tongue has the power of life and death, and comma, those who love it will eat its fruit. So you have fruit, you have consequences. So what does all that mean? Now, I gave some definitions, and I just want to run this one past you one more time, because when we started out, I gave a definition of the tongue, and I wanted you to be clear, because I'm going to throw in another definition, and that's the mouth. Now, the tongue is that organ in the mouth that's used for tasting, licking, sucking, and articulation of speech. So it's that long little red thing we stick out and eat and taste our food with. So that's the tongue. However, now when we talk about the tongue, we have to use it in association with our mouth, and that's that the lips, that big old round thing that's sitting just above our chin, that we open it up and use that tongue to swing or to speak whatever we have on our mind. It comes out of our tongue. So it comes out of our mouth. So it's the naturally opening, that opening, the food passes in the body of a human, of an animal, or it's typically the vibrates of phytobrates, and I'm saying the word wrong. Forgive me and let me spell it: VERTEBRATES. And it's typically bound externally by the lips. So I'm just giving you the definition of the mouth, which we have enclosed the tongue and gums and teeth. But we're using that, I'm defining it, because it's so crucial to understand that what words can do. Now, words are containers. If you ever seen a container, well, we seen containers, not if you ever. We know what containers are. Containers are what we store our food in. So words are like that. Each word is filled with something. Words can be filled with hate, fear, doubt, unbelief, and any other evil. Other words, they can also be, and that's why we've been talking about this series, be filled with love, faith, peace, joy, life, blessings, and any good thing. Words can either curse or bless, and we talked about the curses. Words can discourage or encourage. Words can wound or make whole. Your words can either destroy or bring life. So in essence, words have power. Words you hear, words that people say to you. And when I talked to the first lesson, I gave a reference to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That was a saying that people used to say, but words can hurt you. Words can cripple you. Words can make you feel like you're less than a dog. It can make you feel like there's no hope. And they can make you even decide to give up on life. Yes, they can. So in essence, what you're saying, Dr. Carey, I'm saying that words can literally rob you of your joy and your energy. But on the opposite side of this coin, words can give you joy, words can give you energy, words can uplift you to be able to have a good day or a bad day. That's the power of words, people. So we have to recognize the tremendous power that words have. And if you look at what's influencing this world, you'll find that this world is influenced by the words we speak. If you don't believe it, turn on the television and watch the news, watch any program. You'll find that the words people are speaking are the words that other people are living by. Don't want to say no name, but the chief person in the high office who's talking and bullying and lying, all of that have a negative influence on the economy and even the stock market. Yes, they do. So, but when we look at words, we can go even back to Genesis and God's creation. God said in Genesis, and he spoke a word, and when he spoke that word, the world came into being. He spoke a word, and the lights were put in place. He spoke a word, and darkness was eliminated. He spoke a word, and the earth was created. That is the physical power of the spoken word. So, we can also look at the fact that women, fathers, mothers, daughters, the word that we speak to our children, our family, our friends, changes the entire atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So it changes the very nature, the very element, the very household in which we live, the very environment in which we work, the very relationships that we have, atmosphere. It gets into the supernatural realm of the environment that we're living in to change it. Now, some positive things that we can say about the scriptures that we want to, that we've been talking about in James. And we've been going, our first lesson, we've been talking about the book of James, and they gave a whole outline of the scriptures on the tongue. So if you go back and review that, because I really don't have time to really get into that. But I want to talk about the positive side of the coin. So the tongue of the wise promotes health. Speak life. I'm healthy, I'm healed, I'm delivered. Get up in the morning. That's why you have affirmations. If you look at affirmations, affirmations is just the ability for us to hold on to the principles by which God has given us. If we have the word and the word says we got to live by this, then we have the doctrine, or we have the word. Then we have the practice of the word that says, well, now I've got to live right. But what happens when life hits me and throws me to the ground and I don't understand how to function on a day-to-day basis? Then the affirmation that comes and speaks life and liberty in Christ Jesus will pick me up and keep me moving forward. The truthful lips shall be established forever. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruits of his mouth. We need to begin to speak life. One scripture that I spoke today says consequences, but the other one said fruit. There is fruits that are born, that are borne by the words we've spoken. Let your speech always be seasoned with salt. Or think about what you're saying. Don't speak too quickly or too soon. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we speak the word of God, we have life. When we speak the word that God said that he will bless you, that God said if your ways please him, he will give you the desires of your heart. And if you speak life, if you speak God has blessed me, God will continue to allow his favor to shine upon me, then there are blessings and principles that follow those words. The well springs of wisdom is a flowing brook. And you can go in Proverbs and you can read any of the Proverbs, and they will tell you some wise and wisdom. They will give you wisdom about the knowledge of God and how to walk up before him. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, and I'm going to hold your finger in that, and I got 11 minutes. Tree of life. What do you mean, tree of life? Well, let's just go switch a little bit. Let's talk about a little bit about the tree of life. Now, tree of life, you mean the word spoken is a tree of life. When you go to Proverbs 15:4, it says a wholesome or healthy tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness therein the tongue is a breach in the spirit and the spirit of man. Now, the wholesome or the healthy tongue is a tree of what? It's a tree of life. Wasn't the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Yes, it was. So you and I must be aware of the fact that the adversary or Satan wants to tap our tree of life, our tongue, because he knows that if he can control our words. And the adversary is Satan. So Satan wants to take your tongue and use it for his benefit, for his glory. He want to keep you from understanding that you are able to speak life, that you are able to proclaim blessings upon your life, that you are able to declare and decree a thing, because God has given you the power in the word. And we've got to constantly monitor or control our words. If we can control our words, we can control our life. Just a little hint in his ability to accept that. He can't control the words of a child of God. And this is Satan. Satan wants to control our words, but he cannot do that unless the child of God allows the devil to do so. So we must monitor what we're saying. We must be careful by how we say it, because the enemy, Satan, is there to try to keep us from speaking those things that have life. Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street, it stands for the new Jerusalem that will come down from God to planet Earth, comma, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the fruits were, parentheses, for the healing of the nations. So we begin to see that God has given the abilities of speaking life to the Christians, to those individuals that are walking upright before him, to speak into the atmosphere. And I said earlier that our words change the atmosphere, that our words speak life to the individual, that our words declare healing, that our words declare prosperity, that our words declare who we are in Christ Jesus. I am a child of God. Therefore, blessings follow me. Therefore, favor follows me. I don't use my tongue for vain and evil speaking, because I want to get all that I can from Christ Jesus. And because I want to get all that I can from Christ Jesus, I must monitor on a daily basis what I am spitting out of my mouth. I must be aware. I must take the time to think about what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, because my mouth changes the atmosphere. The Bible says that whatsoever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. I have the ability to speak into my children's life. I have the ability to declare what you shall and you shall not do, because I have that authority that Christ gives me. We don't understand that we have the authority. We have the authority to speak into the supernatural realm. Why? Because Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual weaknesses in the high places. So them devils, them demons, those warlocks is sitting in high places, and they are my beloved. They're sitting in the realm. They're spiritual. They're just like they're angels. They're angels on Satan's side. And he's trying to take up residence in your house, in you, in the atmosphere of Chicago, the violence that's taking place here, the fact that you feel like you're not safe in a way, anywhere. But I'm here to let you know that I can speak life and protection as I move out the door. I'm blessed and highly favored. God, cover me with your angels. Allow your angels to encamp round about me. Allow your angels, God, to keep me as I go in the street, God. You know the enemy that's trying to come against me, but I bind every force that he's trying to bring my way. Satan, you have no authority, because God has given me the authority, and I can speak a thing, and that thing shall come because I have spoken it. I can speak over my grandkids. I can speak over my children. I can speak life to my family. I can speak life to everything that's attached to me. Whoo. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited, y'all. Hallelujah. We're talking about the tree of life. Life, life, life. Speaking words that's going to edify, and raise up those around me. Girl, you looking good today. I bless you. All right, hallelujah. You know you have an awesome personality. Things that's going to give life. And that leads me to the next point I want to talk about. Pleasant words are sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. You mean I can speak? You know, that reminds me of people that get upset, and we want to go toe-to-toe to people that have an attitude with us. We want to get ugly, and they get us because we don't want to get rejected. We don't want to have the feeling like somebody is taking advantage of us, and we want to get just as huffy and fightish that they want to, and I'm making up words, y'all. But the point I'm trying to make is this. I can rebuke a harsh word with kindness. Oh, okay, sweetie. You must be having a hard day, but I still love you anyway. You know, things are going to work out your way. Kindness, loving kindness. See, people can't do anything with kindness. They may start out with an attitude and they want to get you told, but you be kind and sweet with a smile. Baby, they can't say nothing but calm that old spirit down because they can't do anything with it. Why? Because the Bible says that a kind word, and I'm paraphrasing it, people, a kind word will turn the wrath and that person to want to get ugly with you. It will calm them down because there's nothing they can do with a smile and a kind word. It's nothing. I'm going to say one more. Our time is going quickly. A good word can make someone's heart glad. You ever known that if you speak a kind word to somebody, if they're down and they're not feeling well and look like life seems to be hitting them over the head? Because life is something else. Life and the times we're living in it now, it's a rough things happening out here. Rough time financially, medical insurance wise, things seems to be getting harder and harder, but a kind word to somebody's problems. And I know we do this when somebody has lost their family members and we speak a kind word and it uplifts them and it encourages them, but we need to be able to speak a kind word on a daily basis in everyday life, in everyday situations. People, thank you for tuning in to this lesson. We're going to wrap it up on next week, which is the 17th. So tune in on next week for another exciting episode of The Tongue, Loose Lips Sink Ship. Certainly we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to continue the positive side of speaking life because there are benefits for walking and allowing our tongue to speak the word of God. There are benefits in our prosperity, benefits in health, healing, and deliverance. But not only that, people, we grow stronger in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We thank you for the people that are on the line on today. Allow them to take this word and apply it to their lives as they walk during the course of this week, Father God. We bind the enemy that will come against them spiritually, mentally, and physically, Father God. We speak life. We speak deliverance. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father God, because you have given me the authority as those that are logged into this blog will receive your benefits, will receive your assignment, will receive healing in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is Dr. Maria Carey, And again, you can contact me at 309-750-7584. You can feel free to leave any comments on the blog, on Facebook, via Facebook. I would love to hear your comments and your suggestions. And again, meet me next Friday at 8600 South Bishop as we have a dynamic time at the mental health awareness classes. Bye-bye. Be blessed.